You'll be pleased to know, Tong, we've gone through the schedule. You only have one more loss ahead of you for the rest of the year.
Oh, good. So much for those predictions.
Exactly.
Well, you guys are on top of those.
Hey, is there anything more satisfying in your job, and not just as the quarterback, but as a football team, of imposing your will on another team, whether that's deciding to run the ball and running it, whether it's eating up the clock, whether it's a 13-play, 69-yard drive that eats up 6 minutes at the end? Is there anything more satisfying than that?
Well, those are good ways to finish the game. We talk about those every single week. And when we get those situations where we call it our four-minute offense, where we essentially run the clock out and then basically allow them no time to do anything with it at the end. And they're important situations in the games like yesterday. I mean, it was a six-point game. We made it a nine-point game and put it out of reach with the field goal. But that's a great way to end the game. There's no doubt about it.
Tom, as satisfying as that win probably was or should have been, you seemed irritated at the end of the game. You ran off the field, didn't shake any hands. At the press conference, you seem a little terse. Was something in particular, was it points left out there, or what had your hair up on the back of your neck?
I expect a lot out of our team, and just like our coaches do, and all the players do. But you know, I thought we were capable of playing better than we did yesterday. And even though we won, I feel great about that. Believe me, I know how tough it is to win, and how much it sucks to lose. And we played a good team yesterday that has been a tough opponent for us, and is a tough opponent every single time we play them. But you know, I thought that we made it a little tougher than we needed it to be.
Well, why, and I guess you were serious all week leading up to the game, and then after the game, a lot of people text us, Tom, or call us and suggest we ask you certain things, and some people would like to know why so serious. Why are you not joking anymore, as you put it?
You know what, guys? There's a lot that goes into every week, you know? There's a lot of intensity that we bring to practice, to the games, and sometimes you're just tired.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you don't have the energy to, put on a happy face every day. Sometimes it's an important week. We're getting to work. There's a lot of pressure from the time the Oakland game ended. You know, it's a six-hour flight home. You get to bed at 4 or 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning like we did.
Right.
And then it's a dead sprint until the next game. So, you know, sometimes you just, you're a little out of gas and you got to conserve your energy. And at the end of yesterday's game, I was tired. You know, I was tired. It's a big opponent. We put a lot into it. There's a lot of emotional energy that's expended. And I'm glad we won. You know, I'm glad the week's over. And now we can move on to another opponent that creates and gives us a lot of different challenges also.
We know, Tom, when you guys run the ball, that you know you're looking at a certain thing and you're seeing a bunch of defensive backs, 6-7 defensive backs, and thus you react to that and run the ball. Can you tell us how often do you come to the line, see a nickel or dime pack, and still throw? Often, or do you always check off to a run if you see 6 or 7 DBs?
Well, I mean, it definitely happens that you check to runs or check to passes. There's no doubt about it. Look, I mean, there's times where if there are a lot of DBs on the field, you still have to throw it just based on a situation. So ideally, you'd like to take advantage of them playing pass defense to run it. And when they're in run defense, you got to take advantage to throw it. But there's also times where, look, they know you're going to throw, you know you're going to throw, and you got to be able to complete the passes. So it goes both ways. And in our offense, we have the flexibility to do both. And I think we do make quite a few adjustments based on what we see on the sideline between series as well as in the series from the sideline as well as at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, we're always trying to take advantage of what we see.
Did you change the play twice on the Deion touchdown and the protection once before the ball was snapped?
We were trying to get a line the right way and get the right play called. So, I have options down there. Our Billy gives me options every week to try to take advantage of what I see. So that was an important play in the game. I mean, we could have scored more in the red area. I thought we left a lot of points out there, and And, you know, that was one situation where it was good, but at the same time, there was other situations, and then we had quite a few penalties that really hurt us throughout the course of the game, too. But I thought a lot of guys played really tough. You know, some guys were not feeling, you know, pretty under the weather yesterday, and really battled through that. The guys were definitely less than 100%, as a lot of teams are. But, you know, I thought a lot of guys really sucked it up, made huge efforts in the game to get out there and make enough plays so that we could beat those guys.
The touchdown pass to Deion, probably in the conversation of the easiest touchdown throws you've ever made. But here's my obligatory stupid question of the interview. Is it ever a case where a guy can be too wide open that you look at it and go, don't short arm this, don't do anything stupid? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Are you shocked by how open he is?
Yeah, I took a little off of that one when I threw it yesterday. I saw him break back to the corner, and I was like, oh, God, here we go. You know, and I just put up near. It's the same thing for the catch. I mean, he knows he's open. The ball's floating toward him.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, he's able to make the catch. So, yeah, sometimes those are the ones where you lose a little concentration but Deion never really lets that happen. He doesn't drop too many of them. And that was a great play, great, you know, effort by Deion. And, you know, that was a huge, huge play in the game.
I know you said time and time again, Tom, that you want to be balanced as an offense. But in week one, 68% of your offensive plays were passes. Week two, 61.5%. Week three, 63%. Then against Oakland, 50-50, 30 rushes, 30 passes. And yesterday, 48.5% were passes, 51.5 runs. Why is that?
Well, I think we have to – the Jets are focused on stopping the pass. I mean, I think they're – you know, a lot of what they do is coverage related. It's not, you know, a lot of it is, yeah, we'll stop the run. And they did a decent job stopping the run at times yesterday, too. I mean, they stopped us for 1 yard gain. It wasn't like it was, you know, 7 yards of carry out there. I mean, there was 1 yard gains, and, you know, they're a tough physical front. They got some good linebackers, good run stopping linebackers. You know, and there's a lot of movement on that defense, too. So you don't always get great angles or, you know, they're slippery up there up front. So, you know, we got to be able to run the ball. We got to be able to stay balanced. We got to be able to take advantage of whatever we see. And I think it gives everybody a lot of comfort in knowing that we are capable of running the ball effectively, as we did yesterday. Even a game where, it's traditionally a game where we're throwing the ball a lot. Well, you know, yesterday we were pretty balanced and it was pretty effective. We threw the ball decently, and we ran it decently, and we're going to need to continue to do that.
Well, Tom, why doesn't every team put their best cover corner on Wes Welker? And yesterday, what kind of problems did that pose for you with Darrell Revis on Welker? And Phil Simms pointed out that when you looked at that, it tipped some things off. You knew they were in man when you saw Revis on Welker.
Yeah, sometimes you can tip it off. Sometimes they don't care. I mean, they play so much man coverage, and pretty much all their zone coverage after the route's declared, they all match the receivers anyway. So, you know, it's a man coverage defense. When they put Revis on Wes, you know, Revis, he's a good corner. He's got a lot of good skill. He's quick. He's smart. Yeah. He's got great instincts. He's got very good speed, deceptively good speed. I mean, he can pretty much run with anybody. So he's tough. Wes fought he fought hard to get open. He was very reliable for us, as he always is, Wes is. But, and the other guys made some plays, too. So Deion had a bunch of catches. Aaron had some catches. Gronk had some catches. Chad had some catches. So all those guys ended up contributing.
The long one to Welker, the 73-yarder where Revis caught him, was that a function of the play action? Did you get the safety to bite, knowing that as soon as he did, knowing that you'd have that throw to Welker?
You're never quite sure how those plays are going to turn out, play action. So, you know, we gave it a run fake, and it looked like, you know, the safety was a little bit in between. You know, they were flying up there to stop the run,
right,
quite a bit all day from the safety position, and Wes got behind them and made a great catch and a great run. But that was, you know, it was a huge play in the game to start the second half. We ended up scoring a touchdown on that drive. But, he's, Revis is a good player, and Wes made some plays, you know, on the safeties. He made some plays on the other corners. I mean, wherever we find our matchups, that's what we're going to do. So, you know, sometimes it's Wes on Revis, and Wes had a few catches. So it's just, you know, every week we're got to try to find those matchups and try to take advantage of them.
Will Welker take heat for getting caught from behind?
Hell yeah, I'll take heat for getting caught. Are you kidding me? 73-yard, that should have been 80-yard touchdown, but he, yeah, that's going to, believe me, that'll motivate Wes. He's going to be out there doing a lot of sprint work, making sure he doesn't get run down again.
Hey, Bill said after the game it was a great week of practice, one of the best weeks of practice all year long. What constitutes a good week of practice, and does it always or mostly always translate into performance on Sunday?
Well, it helps. I mean, look, we've had great weeks of practice and lost, and we've had terrible weeks of practice and won, and I'd say for the most part, when you practice well, it carries over to the game, and a lot of that's communication. It's not having blown assignments and missing guys in protections, and the offense not communicating properly to you know, with each other, and the defense, and vice versa. So a lot of a great week of practice is mentally being into it, being focused, making sure we're all on the same page with what we're doing. Because execution, I mean, you're not going to hit every pass in practice. You don't hit every pass in the game. And if a guy, if we miss a throw in practice, you know, look, you miss a throw. If we, you know, but if you miss a communication, or you don't even give yourself a chance on the play based on a protection call, or a, you know, someone runs the wrong route, or, you know, we go the wrong way on a run play. I mean, those are things you can't overcome, you know, because no matter what you do, it's going to be a bad play. So as long as you get those things right, the execution ultimately will take care of itself, because there's such a heightened sense of concentration in the game. You know, and I think that really showed yesterday.
Tom, the Patriot defense handed 7 3 and outs to the Jets, including the first four series of the game. As a quarterback, when that happens to you, what goes on in your brain? What goes on in your mind when you go out there and you run three plays and you sit down and you do it, and they do it to you four times in a row?
It's tough. It's tough. And I think our defense really rose to the challenge yesterday. They were, you know, challenged all week by their coaches, and it was great to see them get off the field like that. And, you know, I wish offensively we could have taken better advantage of that. We really didn't. You know, we only had like one touchdown, and that maybe we kicked a field goal on the other one. But, you know, we could have done a lot better to help them out. And when we get those three and outs, we got to take advantage of those, especially when we get good field position.
Hey, I know you guys take it one game at a time. Devin McCourty tells us that every Friday. But how do you divide up the season? Do you look at it as quarters? We want to get through this quarter, or do you look at the bye week and say we got to get to that bye week with X number of wins? In your mind, how does the season break down?
Well, the bye weeks, you know, that's an important kind of landmark in the season.
Right.
You know, not that it's really the halfway point. Well, in terms of practices, we're way past the halfway point for practices. You know, we're on the downside of what the practice that we're going to have. You know, we've played, you know, 9 games this year, so we've got 11 more to go. So this bye week actually comes right at the midpoint, and I don't think we sit here and we say, oh, well, that's going to be a win, that's going to be a loss, that's going to be a win. I mean, I think you get to the bye week and you're able to really evaluate where you're at and see what you're doing right, see what you're doing wrong, see what you need to make improvements on. You know, see the guys that what individual players are doing right. You really have a great chance to evaluate your offense. So, look, if we get to the bye week with a win this week, you know, that's huge for us. You know, to sit there at 5-1, but it's going to be a huge effort to get to 5-1. We're playing against a Dallas team that's a great team. You know, they got great skill guys at every position. Skill guys, the linemen are tough. I mean, we talked about them briefly after the game last night, and it's a huge effort. So, you know, we're going to put a lot into it, and we got to put everything we got into it. We're going to get to rest after this game, but you know, this will go a long way for what we're trying to accomplish.
You know, I always think the bye week must be so much better after a win. I'd like to be Miami. You know? You go into the bye week 0-4, and obviously coming off a loss, it can't be as fun when you sneak away for 3 or 4 days, you know, to relax.
Yeah, no, it's tough. And, you know, a lot of guys for the bye week, you know, you get a chance to relax. A lot of guys just are really trying to get their bodies recover a little bit, because after that, there's no break. So, you know, we're gonna, like I said, we got everything to put into this week, and you know, like I said, once that game ended last night, the clock's ticking on this week. And they've had an extra week to prepare with their bye week, the Cowboys. And I know they're probably going to get some guys back that haven't been healthy. But, you know, we're going into work today to try to get up to speed on those guys because we haven't played them in a while either. But, you know, they're very talented. And, you know, it's going to be fun. Anytime you play the Cowboys, it's fun.
The quarterback question of the week brought to you by Auto Trader. Now compare brand spanking new cars and special offers side by side at autotrader.com. The question is, Tom, what makes Ben Jarvis Green Ellis so effective as a running back in the system?
Well, he's a very decisive runner, and he runs with a great pad level. He's low, he's powerful, he runs through tacklers, he runs through arm tackles. He really knows how to set his linemen up. The linemen, they always tell the running backs, listen, the linemen don't have eyes in the back of their head, so you can set these blocks up by stretching the ball to the edge and getting the whole defense to overrun it and then cutting it back inside off a particular block. So Benny does a great job of that. He sees the whole field back there as a running back. And talk about a guy who really takes advantage of his opportunities. Undrafted free agent, sits behind some other guys on our roster for a few years, and then once he gets his opportunity, he becomes a damn good starting running back in the NFL. So, he's running that ball hard for us, and line did a great job blocking for him yesterday, and it was great to see. It was great to be balanced like we were.
Has he ever fumbled in practice?
He's very reliable. I mean, he's like I said, there's not much to hit. He's so strong. I mean, physically, he's a specimen.
Okay, that's not an answer, Tom. We need an answer, because everyone knows he's never fumbled in his career.
406.
Is amazing. 406 carries, no fumbles. In practice, has he ever put it on the ground?
I don't know. I think so. I think so. But it's rare, It's like there's certain guys, just by the way they run the ball with their pad level,
right.
There's not a lot to hit. And he's so strong, he holds that ball. I mean, I hate to jinx him.
I know. You never even see the ball when he has it. You don't even see it hanging out there.
I mean, he's a tough runner. And I'll tell you, when he gets his shoulders, his pad level down and runs through tacklers, I know that those tacklers, they're not too excited about coming up in the hole and trying to tackle him.
Hey, when he runs like that and Rob Ryan looks at the film from yesterday's game, that makes his job a lot harder, does it not? Rob Ryan's job.
Yeah, I mean, because they know that we're going to run the ball. So a lot of what they're doing has to be focused on the run game. Well, it's hard to come up with a bunch of exotic coverages on defense when we can hand off for a year.
Right, right.
So, you get to if you're able to stay on track, I mean, early in the game, I don't think we did a good job of that. But if you can go 1st and 10, 2nd and 4, then another 1st down, and then 2nd and 2, I mean, it's tough on a defense. But if you go 1st and 10, 2nd and 9, 3rd and 8, I mean, That's a tough way to play offense. And the way we're running the ball yesterday, that doesn't happen too often.
All right, Tom, congratulations on the win. Good luck against Dallas. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys, thanks. Have a good week.